Welcome once again to Everyday English. In this program, we're going to look at a group of verbs and the type of complements that they take.
What then is a complement?
That's a valid question. A complement is simply a word or group of words added to a verb to complete its sense. Take a verb like respect. We say,
he respects adults.
He respects both adults and children.
In Kofi's sentence, adults is the complement of the verb respect. In Nigel's sentence, the complement of respect is both adults and children. In English, different verbs have different complements, and it is important that we study verbs together with their complements. A verb may take different complements. Take a verb like demand, for example. It can take a simple noun as its complement. For example,
she demanded an apology.
An apology. But it can also select a sentence or clause introduced by the unstressed word that. For example,
she demands that we apologize.
That we apologize. Here the complement is a sentence. By the way, let me just comment on the word complement. It's spelled C-O-M-P-L-E-M-E-N-T, complement. There's another word spelled C-O-M-P-L-I-M-E-N-T-E, complement. This is not the word we're considering in the grammar of verbs. And note the spelling of complement as we use it here is C-O-M-P-L-E-M-E-N-T. That we apologize. Here the complement is a sentence.
We apologize.
Introduced by the linking word that. The same verb, demand, can take a complement we call the infinitive. A verb introduced by the simple word to is called the infinitive. For example,
she demanded to see what we carried.
She demanded to see what we carried. But we should be quick to add that there are other complements in English which the verb demand cannot take. To see is a possible complement for demand, but to seeing is not a possible complement for demand. We cannot say,
she demanded to seeing you.
Is not a possible sentence. It's not correct. And yet, to seeing is an important complement in English. For example, we say,
I look forward to seeing you at the next Congress.
I look forward to seeing you at the next Congress. And it would be wrong to say,
I look forward to see you at the next Congress.
The form of the complement may be characterized as follows. The word to followed by the ing form of the verb. Now, for example,
I had always looked forward to talking to a famous statesman like you.
I had always looked forward to talking to a famous statesman like you. Look forward is one of the verbs which take to and the ing form of the verb. There are a number of verbs and verb-like forms in English whose complement is to, followed by the ing form of the verb. We've met forms like look forward to. Now, here are some more such verbs. Each of them has the structure be followed by the ing form of the verb. For example,
be accustomed to,
be used to,
be committed to,
be given to,
be adapted to,
be dedicated to.
Let's now see how these are used in sentences. They are all made of a form of be followed by the past participle form of a verb. Be accustomed to. Now listen.
I have to get accustomed to meeting large crowds like this one.
I have to get accustomed to meeting large crowds like this one. Get accustomed to, followed by meeting, the ing form of the verb meet. Get accustomed to meeting. Be accustomed to meeting. Be accustomed to can have a to plus the ing form of the passive. This is different. Now listen.
I have to get accustomed to being questioned by such hostile officers.
I have to get accustomed to being questioned by such hostile officers. Accustomed to being questioned by. This is in the passive. Now listen to be used to and get used to and how they are used with a complement to followed by the ing form of the verb.
Your son is not doing as well at school as we had all expected. This is because he's not used to getting up early and preparing in advance for the day's work.
He's not used to getting up early. He's not used to preparing in advance for the day's work. Let's now listen to an example in the passive.
Your son is not used to being told what is good for him to do. He is not used to being spoken to in plain language.
Two passive forms of the complement. The next verb is be committed to.
Be committed to doing something means be bound either by a promise or pledge to do something. The pledge may be public or secret.
Here's a sentence.
We are all committed to working hard in support of the economy.
Committed to working. To plus working. Can this complement be used in the passive? Or rather, can the complement of this verb be in the passive?
I think so, although it is probably not easy to find a natural example.
Why not try?
Okay, here is a possible one. I'd like to see the project succeed. I'm ever committed to being exploited for it to come out successfully.
That's a good example. I'm ever committed to being exploited for it to come out successfully. Committed to being exploited so that the project succeeds. Another example is given to, V-E-N, given to. Let's make sure we understand the expression given to, G-I-V-E-N. First, know the spelling, and I've spelt it. It is
given, G-I-V-E-N. It is one of the verbs which take the complement to plus the ing form of the verb.
A person is said to be given to doing something if he or it is his or her habit to do that thing, if it is his custom or her custom to do it. For example,
He is given to telling unnecessary lies.
Given to telling unnecessary lies.
I'm not given to making such flimsy excuses.
I'm not given to making such flimsy excuses. We have stressed the importance of observing the correct form of the complement of this class of verbs. The form is 2 plus the ing form. There's a tendency to use the form 2 plus the simple form of the verb instead of saying,
I have to be accustomed to meeting large crowds like this one.
I have to be accustomed to meeting large crowds like this one, which is a correct form. People tend to say,
I have to be accustomed to meet large crowds,
which is incorrect. Now we'll repeat the correct forms and the wrong forms. This one is correct.
I look forward to meeting you.
They are used to talking rudely to people.
They are on their way to winning the World Cup.
All these are correct sentences, but now listen to these.
I look forward to meet you.
They are used to talk rudely to people.
They are on their way to win the World Cup.
All three sentences are incorrect. Thank you, Adjo and Kofi, and thank you, listeners. That's all we have time for. Have a nice day. And goodbye. Cheers.